A very good morning to you, Karen. Yes, nice to be joining you from Screggan this morning. And where we're broadcasting from today is very much a GAA stronghold as well. Screggan, home to the Shamrocks Club, a dual club covering the parish of Rahan and Mucklan. Either side of the club are the reigning senior football champions Tullamore and the current senior hurling champions Kilcormac Colohey. The GAA pitch just up the road from the ploughing site behind the primary school. And someone who played a lot of GAA growing up but is now established as one of our top rugby players is causing some concern. Fullback Hugo Keenan is to miss Ireland's November fixtures against New Zealand, Japan, Australia and South Africa. He's undergone surgery on a hip injury that he aggravated during the Lions tour to Australia, and yesterday the Leinster head coach Leo Cullen suggested that he won't play again until next year. The French flanker Axelle Berthomaiot has had her ban for biting in Sunday's Women's World Cup quarter-final against Ireland reduced from 12 matches to 9 on appeal. An independent disciplinary committee found that because of a procedural error, her suspension was too long, resulting in a 3-game reduction. Now, it's a big day for Irish cricket. The Ireland men's team take on England in their opening T20 international at Malahide. And with a look ahead, here's John Kenny.
Amazingly, Ireland, playing their first series in almost 4 months, have only played England twice before in the T20 format, both at World Cups. Firstly in 2010, but that was rained off, and then Ireland won the second of those at the MCG in Australia. England, though, remarkably recovered to claim the title on each occasion. Ireland's captain, Paul Sterling, didn't hold back at his displeasure with the lack of games this summer for his squad, and admits they're underprepared. He put a positive spin on things, though, adding that it's the start of their season rather than at the end. Canadian-born Ben Callitz is likely to make his debut in an Irish side, missing fast bowlers Mark Adair and Josh Little. And Sterling will be hoping that Ireland, who will face an England side who scored a massive 300 against South Africa recently, can get one over on the old enemy in the 3-match series, which gets underway today at 1:30 p.m.
John Kenny reporting there. There's just one Irish participant on day 5 at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Andrew Coskren from Balbriggan goes in the men's 1500 metres final at 2:20 this afternoon. Arsenal began their Champions League campaign with a 2-0 win away to Athletic Bilbao. The Gunners' goals coming from Gabriel Martinelli and Leandro Trossard. Tottenham enjoyed a 1-0 victory at home to Villarreal, courtesy of an own goal by the Villarreal goalkeeper who fumbled across into his own net. Tonight, RTE2 will show live coverage from Anfield of Liverpool versus Atletico Madrid, followed by highlights of Chelsea's game away to Bayern Munich. And finally, at the English Open snooker in Essex, Mark Allen went through to the fourth round with a 4-1 win over Scott Donaldson. Aaron Hill was a 4-2 winner over Stephen Maguire.